Medtronic Film Time on Vikings Game Plan. Pete Bursa, channelist, Vikings Radio Network. New Orleans Saints with a couple of outstanding rookies and a Hall of Famer. Kamara, Lattimore, Breeze. Let's go.
We'll start with the veteran and the rookie, Alvin Kamara, who's the lone setback there. The key to all this is getting in the right place at the right time, right position at the right time. Drew Brees is able to come up to the football, and he sees what? He sees two deep safeties. What does that mean? That means that they're making the front six, in this case, for the Rams, play a gap and a half. So he gets them in the right spot. He gets the right play called. Once the ball is snapped, though, you're going to start seeing a couple other things that go wrong for the Saints. You got a defensive lineman here that loses his edge. It gets reached, and then they were able to turn out on the outside, and that gives Kamara the opportunity to get to right about there.
Whoa, nice.
Because they've got
right
a couple
there.
Guys, exactly. Backside guards looking for work. They turn a guy free. He takes the easy route. Now they got two guys in the outside gap. So this is just poor gap control by the Rams. But the thing about Kamara is when he gets in this second level, once he gets to right here, you still have one, two, three defenders, four if a guy coming in this way, able to get to him, but he's so explosive.
Whoa.
That burst right there from the 30 to the 40-yard line, you don't see in a lot of places. All the free safety has to do here is get him to cut back into his help, but he is unable to do that.
Yeah.
And now he's able to get another 20, 30, 40 yards and take this thing almost. Oh, misses a shoe tackle all the way into the end zone. So Kamara is very dangerous, but it starts with Drew Brees getting them in the right spot. He sees he has two receivers close right on top of one another, the inside guy being Kamara, right? All they're going to do is run a nice little switch route right here, which puts Kamara on the outside. They want to get Kamara matched up one-on-one with this linebacker, and they think that that's a matchup that they can win.
Yeah.
So Tampa Bay, linebacker's got Kamara on the outside. They're double-teaming the wide receiver, so they have two guys on him, and they'll let him go deep. But the kid's able to run the route. This is great coverage. The linebacker is right on him. But making a catch like that, running downfield, turning back, those are the catches that wide receivers make.
Yeah.
So that's an outstanding play. So it gives you another angle of what this kid is good at.
On that last play, would that be Anthony Barr for us covering him?
That would be either like an Anthony Barr or an Eric Kendricks, which, again, you say, well, we have the talent and the ability to run with them. But when you can make throws and catches like that, then that's just an amazing thing. This is another good example against the Rams of just what Kamara is capable of. He catches the ball right there at about the 42-yard line, and you have one, two, three, four, five defenders all within range. But this kid is tough. He makes the first guy miss, able to cut back, make the linebacker miss. I mean, this guy here, he's slowing down. He doesn't get his head across.
Wow.
Now the safety or the corner thinks he has him.
Yep.
That's what he thinks. Nope, doesn't have him. He cuts it back, able to gain another 5 or 6 yards, bouncing off yet another defender. But this is what you see. Look what it does to the sidelines.
Yeah.
These guys up here, they're all fired up.
Yeah.
They're all getting excited. They're all ready to go. I mean, that's the kind of energy that this kid can bring to the game.
Yeah.
So defensively, okay, we're going to take a look at what they do well. You have Marshawn Lattimore up here on top covering a big wide receiver in Funchess.
Rookie Ohio State.
Exact. Rookie Ohio State, one-on-one. The ability, keep an arm on, not go for the head fake. Because Funchess tries to head fake him right there.
Yep.
Keeps his arm on him, able to undercut him and get a hand in on the pass. So
very nice.
This is symbolic of what Carolina was trying to do. They keep seven guys in to protect. You have a three-man route, and the Saints have really five guys to cover three. So they got the number count the way they wanted. That's a result of them and all the pressure that they brought. And they're unable to get the play one-on-one against Funchess on the outside because Lattimore is just that good of a cover guy. So as a quarterback, you've got to know where this guy is. The Patriots, they try to isolate him one-on-one in space.
Yeah.
Okay? That's a matchup that they think that they can win. But Lattimore is good. He keeps those shoulders square. He jams with that left hand, gets those feet planted, and is able to rock back in and reach in and make a play. Most corners are going to be back shoulder on this, and they're not going to be able to make and get in front and make that play. But Lattimore has that ability to plant those feet and redirect. He's a very, very good athlete. You watch him here, pressed up, right, on against the Redskins. So covers outside, man-to-man, looks over that left shoulder, right? That's what the officials want to see, able to turn and look back, get a hand up in there, and make a deflection. So he's not just covering guys and running with them. He's looking back and seeing and looking for that football. So it's rare for DBs to be able to do both.
And those last three quarterbacks you showed, Cam Newton, Tom Brady, Kirk Cousins. I mean, three of the better quarterbacks in the NFL.
You're absolutely right, and he's able to do that. Now, what does Drew Brees do well? He's the wily veteran. You take a look, red zone, right? They take a snap. You've got Kamara out here. I believe this is Hill, the tight end, on the outside. Three receivers over here. They're thinking, this is exactly what the Jets are thinking. They've got their 4-on-3. They've got their number count.
Yep.
Drew Brees is able to get up there, pump fake, right there. And that pulls everybody and keeps everybody over here. So the section of the field that's wide open.
Holy cow.
Drew
here
Brees
he comes.
Knows, and here he comes. So
wow.
You think this linebacker is stuck with a two-way go on this guy, which he's putting himself in a bad position. He needs to be inside out and force him outside and not let him underneath. But Kamara, one quick move, ball's thrown right on the money, bam, touchdown.
Wow.
So Brees has that veteranness about him. He's sly. He's able to pump fake, and he knows that he can make that pump fake the one way and come back the other, and the guys are going to be right where they want to be. Up on top, okay, one-on-one. One thing that you tell DBs is when you're covering man and you've got two receivers who are close to each other, you guys cannot be on the same level.
Yeah.
And this is a really nice route by Coleman right here because he sells the inside and then goes out. If he just goes out quickly, this DB would go around and say, yeah, I'm going to avoid the traffic jam.
Look at that.
But Hill comes up. He doesn't mind getting jammed up by the corner because he's just running interference, and yet the throw is still back shoulder where the DB can't get to it. So Drew Brees, his pre-snap identification is so important. He knows when he has to pump fake. He knows whether or not we want to run the ball, throw the ball, and get his offense in position to succeed. Same situation here. Empty backfield set, so it's just him. They're keeping the tight end in the block for a little extra blocking. Drew Brees, he's an old man, but he can still get a free rusher. Outside linebacker, Brees still able to avoid, pull that thing down, and he sees this matchup again. Kamara versus a linebacker, one-on-one across the field, delivers it. Now, this is where Kamara is just amazing. Normally catch tackle around the 50, but look, he already has 3 or 4 yards from the linebacker.
He catches it very smoothly.
He does. That's what I'm saying. He's so much like a wide receiver. That's the thing about him that makes him so special. So he's not only an unbelievable running back and he has the explosion, but he can also be flexed out as a wide receiver and can run routes, catches the football, like you said, in stride. But I expect to see a ton of him and a ton of Ingram because they're not going to have the ability, with all the noise, to step up and make a bunch of checks at the line of scrimmage.
Channel your inner coach. How do you handle Alvin Kamara for the entire game?
Being physical up front to limit the run, but when they motion him out, put a corner on him. You don't necessarily have to have a linebacker on him all the time. And when it comes, if they run wheel routes and different things and it's Anthony Barr or a linebacker on him, linebacker's got to make a play at some point.